Sloppy Hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Well, what's going on? It's Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This is Hoppy Hour, where I speak my mind on all things celebrity news and dating advice and more. And don't you forget...
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
That I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. We have a lot of 18 to 34-year-olds that listen. So if you're in college, you're in the dorm room, and you need something to entertain you, to wake you up, this is that show. Or maybe you're a landscaper, and you need to have some humor to help you get through life. Well, I'm here to entertain each and every one of you. Okay?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Lightning play game two against the Florida Panthers tonight, and although they're on the road, their presence is being felt here at home today. ABC Action.
I always get confused with the name Florida Panthers because I'm like, are there Panthers here? Because then you also have the Carolina Panthers. It just doesn't make any sense. And then it's like, why isn't it named Miami? Very bizarre. But I think I'm putting too much emphasis into a team that doesn't really matter. Yeah, there might be some people that care about the Panthers down in South Beach. But I went to South Beach 2 weeks ago with my rich uncle, who was very cool, and my mom. And no one's really watching Miami teams. No one had the Marlins game on. No one had the Heat game on. I mean, if you go to South Beach Drive, ooh, I sound so cool using the terms, and you go to that Fridays or whatever it is, yeah, they had the game on, but like no one really cared. So who cares about Florida sports anyway, besides the Lightning?
Bay Lightning play game two against the Florida Panthers tonight, and although they're on the road, their presence is being felt here at home today. ABC Action News reporter Lydia Vasquez was at Nelson Elementary School today, where Thunderbug made an appearance.
I love Thunderbug. Now listen, everything that the Tampa Bay Lightning is, the Tampa Bay Rays are not. It is utterly insane how lovable and likable and fun the Lightning are. And I'm not just saying this, but I've worked 75 promotion gigs with 102.5 The Bone, setting up the promotions tent for all the home games. And I love it there. I love going to games if it's in cheap seats, like in the 300 Club. Or if it's in a Chase Club with the DeBartolo Foundation. Name drop. I love going to the Lightning. But with the Rays, I want to like them. Like, I root for them. So if you have any advice, tell me. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Train me. Teach me to like the Rays.
Thunderbug visiting school number 1,000.
I didn't know there were 1,000 schools around here.
Hyping up hundreds of students ready to feel like they're part of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
See the sticks right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Students on Nelson.
Man, it's so easy to impress kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I work in radio.
Okay.
Students at Nelson Elementary will go home with a hockey stick and ball from the Lightning as part of its Equip the Thunder program.
It's tremendous. It really is. To be in a place like this, to have 700 elementary students all chanting and cheering and all excited. And again, each of them walking out of here today with their own stick and ball and a Lightning t-shirt.
And the way he's talking, his mannerism, and the way he's projecting himself, he's coming off very genuine. Like, they want to be there. Like, everyone's happy. The Vinicks are, like, the best owners in sports. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. The thing that's utterly crazy about it was I went to Game 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's how much hockey I watched that I almost said the Raptors. But I went to Game 7, not in Toronto. I don't have a passport. But I went to the party at Archer Works. And I went with my friend Josh and Joe Remo. And it was hilarious. I was very lit. So lit that I went to Soho. I'm not going to play the air horn. And it was a great night. But let me tell you, there's this magical feeling when the Lightning are good. Like, I was at a sports bar during game, whatever it was, against whoever they won in 2020. I only know a little bit about hockey. And when they won in 2020 during the quarantine, I was at a sports bar in Clearwater, and it was lit. And then I was bored out being Ask the Dom, and then I think Johnny B was live on 102.5 The Bone in July when they won. And driving home, you see everybody honking and having fun. So this area, when the Lightning win, they are cool. Like that one year, I think it was 2017 or 18 when they didn't make the playoffs. I was working a promotions gig, and they were like having a final goodbye where all the players walked by. It was really sad, and they've won since then. I'm just saying. I'm a big Lightning fan. I don't watch any games because I don't have the attention span. I watched them in the playoffs. I will say the last minute against the Toronto Maple Leafs, is that it? When they were playing, I don't know, but I'm being serious. That last minute, I was like, yeah, adrenaline, let's get drunk. And guess what? That's what I did. And I paid $70 an Uber. Why? Because I'm not driving drunk.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Even if drinking and driving was a good thing, I don't get who would want to do it. It's a power thing. Like, yeah, it's a little weird. You're really turned up. You're in someone's car. But there's something really nice about being very faded at 12:30, leaving the press box on Dale Mabry after getting a lot of chicken wings and eating four of them and having leftovers for 2 days, which was a great decision on my part. Yes, sir. But there's something magical about just laying back in a chair, just being like, none of this matters. I'm going to be home soon. So never drink and drive. I don't like people that drink and drive. It's called being selfish. It's called thinking you're better than everybody. All right. This following segment, let me tell you about Mattress by Appointment in Hillsboro. When I tell you that they are the best around, my guy, Dwayne, the mattress guy, will hook you up. They are a recent sponsor. And I don't know if you noticed this trend recently, but I surround myself with success. I'm not going to surround myself with an average mattress shop. Hell, you go to any of those chains and they got their Rolexes on and they're making money off of you. When you call 813-452-5555, that's 813-452-5555, you're immediately going to save between 50 to 80%. When you tell Dwayne, the mattress guy, that you want to come by, he will set up an appointment, Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, and when you go there, tell him I sent you, because you spend one-third of your life in bed. If it's getting late, if it's doing whatever, you're going to need a good bed. And you might not even realize that you have a bad bed. Like, you ever have it where you go to a hotel and you're like laying there and you're like, wow, my bed's not that comfy, because you realize that there are comfy beds out there. Life's too short to have an average bed.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raised my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think meat wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
If I may quote the great rapper but awful person T.I., let me sing it. What up? What's happening? All my haters can have me. I don't have any haters. I have all lovers.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of lovers.
Mom, no kissing.
Just one.
No.
Sorry. It's Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian just making out in front of their kids. Oh, that's normal. Imagine the sounds that just go through that house at night. And I'm not trying to be a vulgarian and a shock jock. Who sucks? That's kind of what the show is, though. But what I'm saying is I'm not trying to be a shock jock, but imagine they're probably not quiet.
Ew, guys.
Could
you guys
not
be friends
again? That's weird. I never saw anything between my parents. I don't even know if they did it. I don't even know why I'm here. But what I'm saying to you is I can't imagine parents being like, oh, yeah, make out in front of each other.
Listen, we're totally here for Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's commitment to PDA.
No, we're not. It's kind of gross. It kind of seems like they're probably boring in real life, so they got to let us know that they're edgy. Yeah. Ugh, go away.
Lots and lots of PDA.
Oh, we know.
It's a beautiful thing.
But their kids, that's another story.
Yeah.
You're not, please, no French kiss.
No French kissing, baby.
Okay.
Travis Barker looks like he just woke up from a boner. He's like, where am I? Like, you hear that? He's out of breath. He's like, okay, I won't lick my tongue down your neck in front of the kids. Listen to how, like, out of breath he is. You ever, like, been deep into making out with your girlfriend or something, and then, like, you get a phone call from your boss, and you're like, hello? And you're like, you're trying to wake up from mid-boner? That's what's going on with Travis.
You're not, please, no French kiss.
No French kissing, baby.
Okay.
No French kissing, baby. I'll just bang you out later.
The cringe fest went down on Hulu's The Kardashians. Kourt and Trav do what they always do.
Even
overcompensate? Oh, and what does Ellen got to say? Hi, I'm Ellen. I'm as genuine as a dead rat.
Even at your house for Christmas, Travis and Kourtney, for real, just make out nonstop. That's all they do.
Well, it is 98% of the new show. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
No, Chris. You literally sold your daughter's sex tape. We don't expect anything different. You're not really someone of moral.
But when it's in front of Kourt's 9-year-old daughter, Penelope, she quickly tries to shut it down.
Yeah, she's like, stop it. I already hear weird noises at night and a lot of prayer from your room.
No kissing.
No.
Just one.
No.
Sorry.
We had to, what about our certificates you gave us? No. What about our certificates?
No.
Yeah, the amount of times it's, never mind. I was going to say the amount of time that the word, oh God, was screamed, a record breaking. It was a dumb joke.
And later, a similar moment during a family dinner with Travis's kids, he shares with his ex-wife, Shayna Mokler.
Now, you know what? I'm down with him not rubbing it in his kids' face because they don't need to see it. But anytime he's in front of that dirty rotten hack, that dirty rotten piece of garbage known as Shayna, you just look at her and you know she's awful. I can only imagine I would be down with him and Kourtney just getting it out in front of her, rubbing it in her face.
Atiana, Landon, and Alabama.
Our children come first and they're...
Shut up, Shayna. That's why you're always trying to throw their dad under the bus. You know what I got to say to you?
Shut up!
Happiness, and as long as, you know, the Kardashians are good to my kids, you know, that's all that matters to me as a mom. You know, as long as they're happy, and then, you know, that's the key.
Trust me, every second they're not around you, they're happy as hell! Just saying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
We'll be right back.
Let me tell you, this following segment was brought to you by the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, fit_sage_fitness on Instagram and fitsagefitness.net. Devin Prasad is not one of those fitness trainers that's just going to rub it in your face. Hey, get in shape. No. He's also a sage and he's a dad of 5 kids and a married man. So he's a man of moral. He's a man of integrity. He's a man who will always figure out a good meal prep plan for you and a good workout plan for you. Life's too short. The time you are here, get into shape. And if you don't live in Tampa Bay, Don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're kind of missing out. And hey, New Yorkers, get the fuck out of here. What I'm saying to you is if you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can work out virtually with Devin Prasad. But you got to make it happen. You can't keep listening, because I know people are listening. The ratings are way up for the show. You can't keep listening and going, okay, I'm going to get into shape. At some point, you got to make it happen. FitSage finished on that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
My mic was off. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, for all the info. ryanhoppyradio.com. If you are listening live right now on Z Radio Live, thank you. You can go to every single major platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Mixcloud, Odyssey, and search up Hoppy Radio. You know what I'm saying?
No! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I know you've all been wondering, what is the technique of Cardi B changing her kid's diaper? You're going to find out. That's the riveting breaking news we bring to Hoppy Hour. That is the classy news we bring.
You always want to make sure you clean the butt cheeks.
Mommy, why are you doing that to the bear?
It's really weird seeing her be a mom. Like, you're so used to her talking about her WAP. Remember how edgy that song was in 2020? I'm offended by the song WAP.
It's a long story, Courtney.
Cardi B reveals how she changes a diaper while sporting her trademark nails.
You know what I'm saying?
The rapper offers tips.
We never really do, but you're adorable.
Tips in a tutorial posted to social media.
Go like this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I go like that. And I just...
It's so weird. Like, there's moments, because I'm in my late 20s, that, like, you go, man. It's like the podcast... Big part of my take with Big Cat and PFT. He wrote a blog on Barstool Sports about, I have a really hard time with STs. He wrote a blog on there about throughout your 20s, you think you don't want kids and then you become less of a caveman and you want kids in your 30s. And I'm totally kind of down with that. But then I'm like, today I slept in till like noon. I'm like, I can't even sleep until like 6 a.m. with kids. It's very weird.
Take it off.
So when I see like Cardi B like being a mom in that, I'm like, wow. I don't know. I'm just happy to have a girlfriend.
Yep, she's using a teddy bear.
Nice and long, nice and tight.
This comes in response to fellow rapper Cash Doll, who took her dilemma to Twitter. Referencing 9-month-old son Wave Set, she asks Cardi, how the hell do you change Wave's diaper with the nails?
And that's a legitimate thing. People will make fun of Cash Doll because of that name or whatever, but at least she's trying to be a mom. A lot of these social media people, like the girl that Tristan Thompson knocked up, they seem to be doing it for attention. But like... I like that Cash Doll was like, let me ask another mother for advice. That is a very respectable thing. And I am being genuine. I'm being honest. I dig that. I like that. Hell yeah. You have my approval.
Maybe because I've been wearing nails this long since I was 19.
Understanding the assignment and maybe wanting some extra credit, Cardi follows up with a video tutorial.
And then I just opened the diaper. Open up the diaper, girl.
My favorite memory of holding a baby was when my... That sounded weird, but whatever. You can't ever even say anything like that as a dude without it being weird. Like... I'll go to my girlfriend's job where she's a face painter and she's like amazing with the kids. And then they look at me like, who's that weird tall guy? Like, it's just, it's weird being a heterosexual guy. But I remember, it's very privileged, but it's very weird. And very people judge you. Oh, you're a heterosexual male. You suck. No, I don't. That's why I'm hetero. Here's the thing. So when I was like in seventh grade, my cousin Nathan, who's now 15, which is mind blowing. I was holding him, but my aunt, his mom obviously said, can you do it while sitting down? And I thought that was a responsible thing. I shouldn't be holding a baby while in the air. You know what I mean? Now I'd be good. But back then, I couldn't make any sport team. I am not even mad at all that my aunt wanted me to sit down. I would want me to sit down too. Not even if the kid was there or not. Ryan, sit down, go away.
Harry Styles is sharing some rare remarks about working with Olivia Wilde. During an interview on SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show on...
Which who listens to anymore? Anybody that rips into Howard, you're keeping him relevant. You'll see all these blogs like Stern Fan Geek and Mark Friggin and all these blogs. John Melendez, who, by the way, has a stutter as well. They all rip into Howard. He's irrelevant. He sucks. He's... I'm like... But if you're talking about how much he sucks, you're keeping him relevant. So Howard is relevant. But what did Harry Styles say on there? I'm really fighting through it. If you have any speech impediment advice, let me know. Because I can say anything else, but things with ST, let me try this. Harry Styles on the Howard Stern Show. Talk to Stephanie Stevenson. Oh, man. Can you imagine being in my brain? Like at all times, there were times I would match with a girl on Tinder because I would swipe right on everybody before I got banned because I had my bio say, join my OnlyFans for $5 and Uber banned me. Or not Uber, Tinder did. And then I met my girlfriend that week. But like I was very lucky. She is so hot. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the honest truth. But I'm pretty good looking too. The thing was, when I was on Tinder, I would literally unmatch with girls if their name was like Stephanie because of my STs. So if you got any advice, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Harry Styles is sharing some rare remarks about working with Olivia Wilde.
Ah, she's annoying as hell. No, he's going to lie.
During an interview on SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show on Wednesday, the As It Was artist opened up about his experience filming the thriller Don't Worry, Darling, which is his girlfriend's latest directorial venture.
Don't worry, no one's going to see it.
Howard asked Harry.
So if you have any pressure about that, if you feel at all, you know, like you're confused about it, Olivia, if you're going, is anybody going to see my movie? Don't worry, darling, no one is.
Howard asked Harry if he and Olivia, quote, fell in love on a movie set. And while the singer didn't directly address their romance, he took the opportunity to praise Olivia's directorial chops.
Hell yeah.
And share how much he enjoyed working alongside her.
Yeah, and banging her out in the trailer.
He said, I had a wonderful experience being directed by Olivia, adding, acting is kind of very uncomfortable at times. I think that you have to trust a lot, requires a lot of trust if you want to kind of give it everything. And I
kind of see that he's a singer first. I'm so proud of him for going outside of his comfort zone. I mean, that is so cool of him. There's a war going on in the Ukraine, but at least Harry Styles, I kind of did it. At least he's going out there and really putting himself on the line.
I think being able to trust your director is a gift. That was very helpful. And it really meant for kind of a really nice experience working on that movie.
Blowjobs in the trailer, yeah.
Olivia has been just as effusive about her experience working with Harry.
Oh, guys, take it in the other room, which they all heard.
At CinemaCon last month, the House alum reportedly told attendees that the Watermelon Sugar singer's performance in Don't Worry, Darling is, quote, truly a revelation.
I wonder how many girls he's gone down to during Watermelon Sugar.
And in an Instagram post last year, Olivia shared a glowing message about what made Harry perfect for the job.
What? He's a young guy. Good luck. And you got a little bit of a midlife cry. Says you want to get laid. Oh, what's the lie then?
It read, little known fact. Most male actors don't want to play supporting roles in female-led films. The industry has raised them to believe it lessens their power, i.e. financial value, to accept these roles, which is one of the reasons it's so hard to get financing for movies focusing on female stories. No joke, it is hard to find actors who recognize why it might be worth it to allow for a woman to hold the spotlight. Enter Harry Styles, our Jack. Not only did he relish the opportunity to allow for the brilliant Florence Pugh to hold center stage as our Alice, but he infused every scene with a nuanced sense of humanity.
Okay, that's good.
He didn't have to join our circus, but he jumped on board with humility and grace and blew us away every day with his talent, warmth, and ability to drive backwards.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Offended. He's sorry in advance.
Breaking news that broke about 5 hours ago on May 19th, 2022. Rihanna, the mother.
It's a long 9 or 10 months, girl. You know, you have to enjoy it.
I love how she says, like, girl. And how would it be 10 months? Is it caught in there? Oh, we can't get it. The head won't come out.
It's a long 9 or 10 months, girl. You know, you have to enjoy it.
Well, those 9 or 10 months are over, and Rihanna's now enjoying motherhood.
How do you know? Were you there? Sure, there's a little bit of a cultural change. And then I saw that Chris Brown, like, congratulated her. It's like, fuck you, bro. Like, Chris Brown's weird. I'm going to get back to Rihanna. But Chris Brown's weird. He literally could have been the next Michael Jackson. I mean, he committed bad crimes, so he kind of was. But, like, he was being played on Top 40, hip-hop, Hot AC, all the different radio stations. There, I did beat my ST. But then he beat up Rihanna, and then he committed, like, 9 other crimes, and he's been irrelevant. He's a dummy. I thought that was so disrespectful. So we're not going to even give him the time of day until later.
Yep, the 34-year-old singer gave birth to her first child with Bo ASAP Rocky.
Ah, and he's probably banging another side chick in the other room. Oh, no, he's a faithful man.
It's amazing, and I'm honestly truly blessed. Bro.
Woohoo!
The couple announced the news they were expecting in January. And at the time, a source told ET Riri and ASAP are over the moon about becoming parents.
What if they were to say the honest truth? Ah, they hate every second of it.
Explaining the two are feeling very blessed that they're having a baby together and that they already consider themselves a family, but having a baby together makes that bond even stronger.
I can't play this. It's playing music. We got copyright rules on here.
And there's no doubt Rihanna and ASAP's kids will be as fly as their parents when it comes to fashion.
That's a good point. He sounds very Caucasian. They're going to be as fly. They're going to pop their collar and stay fly. I till I die. Hear how Caucasian this reporter sounds.
I as their parents when it comes to fashion.
They're going
to
be as fly. Fly!
Kids will be as fly as their parents when it comes to fashion. The beauty mogul slayed all the looks as she waited for baby's arrival.
Yeah.
Like in this green sequined halter top.
All right, that doesn't really translate to radio. But just imagine Rihanna being sexy. 856-4, you know, Hoppy.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
It's 856-494-6773.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Megan and Sonny single-handedly changed the direction of The View. And the reason why I was sad to see you go is because I thought Sonny and Megan were the future of The View.
This is some podcast. It's Meghan McCain being interviewed.
So that's my top five greatest new co-hosts of all time.
Megan. Ass kisser.
McCain getting some high praise on Carlos King's podcast.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
where she also reveals the only View co-star she still talks to.
Who?
Carlos's other favorite.
Sunny Hostin.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty as hell.
She's also the only cast member I still have a relationship with.
I'm insufferable, but so were the rest of them. Ugh.
I have like such love for her and I respect her. And like, do we talk every day? No. But if she were like walking into the kitchen right now, I would like hug her and want to talk to her for a few hours.
Do some more.
So yeah, she's a really good person.
Maybe not.
And she didn't demonize me the way a lot of other people did.
Oh, but you never demonized anybody else. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of Meghan McCain. Oh, she's a spicy woman. You know when it's her. I don't know if she's married or got a boyfriend or whatever. But you know when it's her in the bedroom? You know she has just taken over. You know she's having a fun time. Oh, yeah. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is safe. Kind of like her father. You know, John McCain. 856-49-HAPPY.
Whatever that's worth.
That there feels like a bit of a shot at the rest of the View's lineup.
No, duh.
Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and Sarah Haynes.
Who the hell's Sarah? Might as well. It's like when they say, Bobby Moynihan for his 29th season of SNL. I got that joke from Rick and Morty. Then they're like, Kenan Thompson. What's the Cecil, whatever her name is from SNL. Michael Che. And then they say the bunch of the other names that aren't funny. That's like saying Sarah Haynes. You don't have to say it. She's just in the background. No one's going, if you are watching The View, you're watching it for Whoopi, you're watching it for Meghan McCain, or you're watching it for Joy Behar. Ugh, I feel bad for you if that's your choice. But no one's going, oh my God, turn on The View. I want to watch Sarah Haynes.
Goldberg, Joy Behar, and Sarah Haynes.
Who?
You know, this has been a really wild ride that's been honestly the best of times and the worst of times in all ways on and off this show.
You know what? Meghan McCain looks like a pretty librarian. Like, she'd just be that librarian that everybody would crush on.
Meghan signed off The View for good last August after 5 seasons, revealing in her memoir, Bad Republican, the one moment that sealed her fate on the show.
Was Joy Behar.
If you're a View fan, you probably remember was when Joy told me she didn't miss me.
I'm talking about somebody else.
Joy, missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
I did not miss you.
Okay, somebody.
I was going through postpartum anxiety. I had just come back from maternity leave. It was my second day back. You know what? That's so nasty.
I'd like to weigh in.
Whoopi,
can I weigh in?
Okay, guys. Rude. Like, hold on.
You know who's the biggest loser in any situation? It's Joy Behar's husband that's got to sleep next to that. Shut up!
Hey, Stewie, 3 o'clock, time for The View.
No, not again! Yeah, let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Let me tell you about the best printing company in the whole Bay Area. West Chase Printing on Instagram and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, DJ Tone Tampa can do that. This banner I have here at the Happy Hour Megaplex, the Happy Hour headquarters, there's a lot going on here. So go to westchaseprinting.com, and they were going to already hook you up with a great deal. But when you tell them you heard about it on Happy Hour, they're going to hook you up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio.
radio show all over even the other stations are tuned in too.
Nick Cannon is done having kids.
I mean, it's good and all. I mean, I'm glad he has other kids, but he probably should have done this 5 kids ago.
At least for now.
What a douchebag. At least for now. Asshole.
The Wild and Out star was on E! News' Daily Pop on Wednesday to promote his new mixtape and revealed he has plans to get a vasectomy.
I can only imagine it being the corniest mixtape of all time.
Quote, I already went and got my vasectomy consultation. I ain't looking to populate the earth completely, but I'm definitely looking forward to taking care and loving all the children that I currently have.
Yeah.
The father of 7 also admitted that although he loves his 7 children, he didn't plan things to go this way.
Yeah, you didn't know how to pull out. I'm not manifesting it. Because me and my girlfriend go through a lot of precautions, and that's all I'm going to say. But I love dudes that are like, I didn't mean to get her pregnant, but I finished inside of her. I'm like, oh man, you got her pregnant. Yeah, it's the most amazing feeling ever. Never really done it. Maybe once with my ex. It's the most amazing feeling ever, but it's not worth it. It's like 10 seconds of glory and what, a lifetime of pain? So when dudes like Nick Cannon are like, I'm trying to pull out, it's like, it's... you know what I'm saying?
Quote, I don't know if I would have designed it this way, but it's one of those things that when you're blessed with the gift of children, as we all know, I've been through so much, I find solace, I find peace in my children, and I find purpose.
That's good.
The 41-year-old also got honest about his experience with dad guilt, revealing that it is one of the, quote, most challenging things to find time for them when he has such a large family. Quote, I do have the guilt of not having enough time to spend with all of my children, as we all do.
No, we don't all have 7 kids, dummy.
Because we're working and constantly going, especially right now when they're younger. Currently, Nick is dad to 7 kiddos. He shares 10-year-old twins Moroccan and Monroe with his ex-wife Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, she is probably the hardest one to date. She just seems pretentious as hell.
4-year-old.
Because she is.
Old Golden and 1-year-old powerful queen with Brittany Bell.
All right, so he has a lot of kids. And the video goes on for another 3 minutes. That's how many kids he has. 856-49-HOPPY.
856-494-6773. Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Mental health is very personal for me, and I hope that by using my platform to share my own story and by working Selena. With incredible people like all of you, of course you, Dr. Murphy, I can help others feel less alone.
Selena Gomez is on a mission to destigmatize mental health. The 29-year-old joined First Lady Jill Biden at the White House on Wednesday to deliver a passionate speech about her own mental health journey.
You know, Jill's like, we need to bring in somebody hip. I got a dementia patient in the office. I got a dementia patient I have to sleep next to.
While hosting the first ever mental
health... We need somebody hip to help us out.
...health youth action forum led by MTV Entertainment.
Oh, gross. 3 things that are irrelevant. Joe Biden, MTV, and Selena Gomez.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I passed!
Bring on the Cheddar Bay Biscuits. Kim Kardashian celebrated passing the baby bar exam at Red Lobster. Hell on the latest episode of...
I didn't even know she knew what that was.
The Kardashians, the 40...
I would think she'd be like Nobu or something. Wow, she's relatable. Pete Davidson's really changing her.
...passing the baby bar exam at Red Lobster. On the latest episode of The Kardashians, the 41-year-old reality star learned that she passed the first-year law student's examination in December 2021 during a dinner date with family and friends.
Wait, is this real? Is this real? Can you see him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, people hated on her all they want, but she did pass it. After red, after going there for dinner, that wasn't the only thing she passed that night. That's good. You're dating Pete Davidson. You're passing tests. You're doing a good job, Kim. We are so proud of you. We've never met you. We probably won't. But behind closed doors and the TV screen and these podcasting microphones, we're sincerely proud of you here at
Happy Hour.
Like, I literally didn't think I did. Oh, my gosh.
Ow, Remy.
Now, the skeptic in me, because I am the authority on all things celebrity news, so I know when people are lying. I wonder if this is real.
You can celebrate.
Wait, are you sure? Are you sure that said I passed?
It says pass. It said P-A-S-S. Pass.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like F-A-I-L is anywhere close to P-A-S-S.
I literally start crying because I just know how much time and effort I put into this.
Kim.
And you can really tell that divorcing Kanye West has been really good for her.
Kim got to hear the good news alongside eldest daughter North. The pair was dining with KKW Beauty Chief Marketing Officer Tracy Romulus.
All right, that's good.
And her kids, Remy and Ryan, who walked out of the restaurant to look up the Skims founder's test results.
Make sure you're not looking your mom up too hard online. you might find things you might want to forget about. You might find things that are life-changing.
Kim revealed her location while she was FaceTime.
Well, life-changing for us, traumatic for you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me tell you, this following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And you might have to wait a few days, but trust me, it's worth it, as he is the best in the Bay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Oh, yes.
Their stations are tuned in, too.
All right. Give me a call. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And go to the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. This next headline's like an STD. You just can't avoid it.
Another star witness took the stand late today. It's Amber Heard's sister, Whitney.
They were saying horrible things to one another. She was calling him old and fat. It was a fight. They were saying really nasty things to one another.
The 34-year-old actress lived rent-free in the penthouse next door to Amber and Johnny Depp.
That wasn't going to end with any problems.
And I'm facing Amber. He comes up behind me, strikes me in the back.
What a douchebag. Like, listen, Amber Heard's a bitch, but Johnny Depp's a dick, too. I hate the people that are like, because Amber Heard's awful, Johnny Depp's not awful. They're both toxic, sociopathic losers.
Kind of just somewhere over here, he strikes me in the back. I hear Amber shout, "Don't hit my sister." She smacks him, lands one. But by that time, Johnny had already grabbed Amber by the hair with one hand and was whacking her repeatedly in the face with the other.
Yes. Amber's one-time best friend, Rocky Pennington, testified about taking photos of Amber following a fight with Depp in 2015. She said Amber's hair and makeup people covered up her injuries. She said she found clumps of Amber's hair allegedly ripped out by Depp.
I was worried for her physical safety. I was worried that when he turned, he might accidentally do something that was worse than he ever intended.
Yeah, you can think like I said, Johnny Depp's not innocent either. He's all funny in court. Shut the fuck up, you creep.
I grew up, you know, in Texas riding horses and...
The next night, you know, Amber appeared as a guest on James Corden's show.
Yeah.
Showing no signs of having been assaulted. Yes. The trial continues, drawing wild interest. This was the scene as Johnny Depp left court.
Losers!
The crowds have been building day...
Go to work!
...by day.
The Great Resignation's in full force.
Hundreds of screaming fans yelling support for Depp.
Speaking of the Great Resignation...
Happy Hot Topic!
The Great Resignation is showing no signs of slowing down, with 4.5 million workers quitting their jobs in March.
That's a lot of people that are fed up with the corporations that don't care about you, that can just replace you the next day. You know who's not going to replace you for the most part? Is your family, your friends, your memories. It's good to have a job. It's good to be popular in the corporation, but the corporation ain't your family, bro.
And now, new data suggests older, more tenured workers are joining that wave.
Yeah.
So what does it all mean? So joining us now with more on this is the founder of accounting firm Geltrude & Company, Dan Geltrude. Thanks for joining us. This is so interesting to me. So during the pandemic, many low-wage workers quit their jobs over fears of getting sick or, you know, to seek better employment elsewhere. What's driving the exodus among more experienced, older, and presumably better paid employees?
Here's my answer, and then we'll go to his. Life's too short. People are having midlife crises, and they have enough money saved that they're like, let me just find a new job.
Well, you know, you have to think about why are...
Jesus Christ, he's a millionaire that owns his own company. These dummies, anybody that has a podcast, anybody that goes on TV, why do I have a better setup? And I'm going to be rich as fuck soon, but why am I, like, got a better setup?
And presume...
Yes, I am an expert on all things money and success. Even though I don't know how to get a proper microphone. I mean, this microphone I'm using right now with my mouth covering it for this effect literally sounds better than his setup. Just saying.
Hear this.
Presumably better paid employees.
Here's the millionaire that's going to give us advice on TV.
Well, you know, you have to think about why are people leaving their jobs? And are they quitting and not working? Or are they going somewhere else?
Yeah, tell me.
And what it seems to be is that people are leaving their jobs for different opportunities.
Does he have like a Skype microphone from 2012? Yes, I do.
And why are they doing that? Well, many people want to be able to continue working from home. So when you have employers that are forcing employees to come back to work, they're saying...
All the comments are like good audio. Yeah, I don't get... I don't know if it's an elitist thing that millionaires do when they try to get a setup, but they think because they're so successful, they can't listen to other people that are going to tell them how to get equipment, so they Google it and buy the wrong equipment. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Kardashian Roundup, starting with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. These two lovebirds geared up for their wedding with a special celebration, which seemed to be a wedding shower. The couple's friend, Toby Morse, who...
I bet that was an edgy time with a lot of blood and sacrifice.
...who is from the band H2O, posted a selfie to his Instagram story of himself lounging with a congratulatory message, and in the windows behind him, you could see balloon letters spelling out Travis forever. The pair's...
God, it sounds like an STD. Their relationship sounding like an STD is not too far off.
Other friend, Phil Riportella, also posted a photo of a yummy-looking skull cookie fitting for Travis and Courtney's love of skeletons.
That's so cool and edgy. But I bet if they really think about what a skeleton represents, which is their own mortality, then they probably wouldn't like it.
This honestly makes me more eager to see how the actual wedding will play out. Moving on to Kanye West and Chaney Jones.
This woman, I bet she's with him for his riveting personality.
Because things are heating up between these two. Yesterday, the model posted a photo of her fit on the gram, but it was the small yay tattoo that caught everyone's attention. In the photos, Chaney rocked a revealing tube top, tight Balenciaga pants, and sky-high heels.
She's just another Julia Fox and no telling heck. Ooh, look at me. I got a good body. Cool. So do a lot of women in Los Angeles. You're no different. You're just lucky that Kanye saw you.
On her left wrist, we could see where Kanye seemed to have left his mark.
That's gross.
Literally. Now, these two have been seen getting cozy all over the globe lately.
She's like a wannabe Kim Kardashian.
As they recently took a trip to Tokyo, and before that, they had a vacation in the Utah desert.
That's a fun time. Kanye West in Utah?
Tattoos are somewhat pretty permanent, so things definitely seem to be getting serious between these two. But what do you all think? Is it just for show? Is it just because Pete has one?
I get to the point.
Let us know in the comments. And now on to Keith, aka Kim and Pete. I'm gonna work on saying that more. But anyways, Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that the Skims founder hasn't ruled out having kids with her SNL boo.
Oh no. Pete Davidson, if there's any chance you're listening to Happy Hour, lock her down.
According to our insider, Kim knows Amy, who's Pete's mom, wants Pete to have grandkids. And
That sounds healthy.
And she also knows that Pete wants to be a father one day.
Well, that's good and all, but sounds like Pete's mom is kind of forcing it a little bit.
Our source also revealed that Pete and Northwest have gotten really close, and Kim seeing the comedian with her children has shown her what an amazing father he would be.
It seems like it's a little bit of a shot at Kanye, which I'm not opposed to.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Katy Perry and her journey to motherhood.
Oh, we're so proud of you, Katy. Oh, she is insufferable.
During an appearance on Dear Chelsea, the singer revealed that she previously viewed herself as not very maternal due to some childhood stuff.
Yeah.
But then her fiance, Orlando Bloom, changed that perspective.
That's good.
According to Katy, seeing the actor be a great dad to his son, Flynn, primarily influenced her to want to have children with him, and they ended up with their beautiful 20-month-old daughter, Daisy Dove.
That's good, man. I'm so happy for them. I could care less.
Katy also opened up about how Orlando brings balance into her life, and she gushed that he is so good to be around because he, quote, gets me out of my head a little bit.
Yeah.
Moving on to Sam Asghari and Britney Spears.
Ugh. Sam just gives me bad vibes, man. I think all the Britney world is kind of in denial of how bad he probably is.
This past weekend, the couple announced that they miscarried their baby, but according to Sam, the couple's moving forward.
That's good. That's all you can do.
Last night, the actor posted on his Instagram story to thank everyone for their support, and he vowed that he and Britney will be expanding their family soon. Recall, Britt announced that she was pregnant earlier last month, but just a little over a month later, the couple revealed their heartbreaking miscarriage in a joint statement on Saturday. Thankfully, as Sam noted, the couple has received a ton of support since then, and we can only hope that these two bounce back from this unfortunate situation. All right, and now moving on to Chris Brown, because he seems to have found feelings for his son's mother, Amika Harris. The No Guidance singer sent the model a short and sweet message for her 29th birthday.
Saying, here's 10 free sessions for therapy. Help out your daddy issues as soon as possible.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment, deputy, is brought to you by ZRadioLive.com, the best top 40 station in the whole wide world. ZRadioLive.com, every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, Happy Hour is syndicated on there.
Live from Tampa Bay.
For all the info, ZRadioLive.com, search up ZRadioLive on Odyssey and TuneIn.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
Most listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, give me a call. Let me know what you've thought about my opinions the last 53 minutes and 41 seconds. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com. has all the links to Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Odyssey, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker. I don't know. All the platforms. Search up Hoppy Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And also, this show has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. 2800 22nd Street North in Hudson, St. Petersburg.
Yeah!
Happy Hot Topic.
The 18-year-old accused of killing 10 people at that Buffalo grocery store was in court today and ordered held without bail.
Good. It's just infuriating. You know what? Bail's not going to do much because there's probably another shooter that's thinking, oh, he's pretty famous right now. Let me do it because I'm a loser and I'm going nowhere in life. You know what you should do once they're found guilty? Just kill him. Put him in the electric chair. Bye, bitch. Burn in hell. Bitch. Bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. You sociopathic, psychopathic piece of garbage. Burn in hell, even though it's not real. I'm just saying, we're too nice to these criminals.
One spectator actually yelled at the suspect as he was led away by deputies.
Yeah.
An angry outburst as the Buffalo Massacre gunman appears in court.
Hey, you're a coward.
There was no reaction from the accused killer as...
Yeah, he's a pussy.
He was led away. The three-minute hearing was fraught with tension.
I can only imagine.
18-year-old prisoner was shackled and handcuffed and appeared to be wearing body armor beneath his orange jail jumpsuit. Security was intense. He entered court flanked by five burly deputies. Five detectives stood guard.
Your client is remanded at this time.
The gunman said not a word.
Hey, he's a pussy. Pussy!
Hey, you're a coward!
Yeah, you are. 856. 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
Ben Affleck is speaking out in a documentary about Jennifer Lopez. In the trailer for J-Lo's upcoming Netflix special Halftime, the Argo actor and director reflected on a conversation he had with his fiance.
Yeah.
About the scrutiny she has faced throughout her career.
I said to her,
oh, you go, not Brittany. It's all the same shit. You go, Jennifer. We're so proud of you.
Once. Doesn't this bother you? And she said, I expected this.
The doc is opening at the Tribeca Film Festival in June.
Oh, you go, girl. You inspire us. You copied Selena's career. And you auto-tuned your way to sounding like an angel. You go, girl. You go.
And focuses on the superstar's decades-long career and her 2020 Super Bowl halftime performance.
Yeah, we've moved on from that.
In a preview for
that was pre-COVID. Crazy.
The film, J-Lo opens up about her struggle to be taken seriously. And
yeah, it's kind of hard.
What she is.
But when you're talking about being taken seriously, no one's going to take you seriously. But if you just kind of held your head down and just kept grinding, we'd take you seriously. It's like when a comedian says, oh, I'm so funny. Prove it.
Opens up about her struggle to be taken seriously and what she has learned.
It was hard. She's had a very low self-esteem.
Got it.
I had to really figure out who I was and believe in that and not believe anything else.
Bennifer rekindled their romance in 2021 and announced their engagement last month, nearly two decades after calling off their first wedding.
Oh, yeah. The second time it's going to work really well.
Ben has been by his lady's side a lot lately, along with being part of the documentary. He also joined the mom of two on the red carpet for a special screening of her recent movie, Marry Me, in February.
Yeah.
In 2003, the pair had the undeniable look of love when sharing with Access Hollywood back then their first impressions of one another.
We did. You're a fat ass and I'm good looking.
We did end up becoming friends.
Plan is simple. We told each other too much.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Whatever. They're cool. Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. The big news of the day. Forget about everything else I said. Forget about Cardi B's baby or diaper changing habits. Forget about anything. This next headline is the important news.
I go to back yesterday.
It was return to you. That's
it. I go to back yesterday. So.
Harry Styles is treating a few thousand of his closest fans to a concert for the release of his newest album, Harry's House. While appearing on the Today Show, Harry also tells the audience about how reuniting with a missing piece of jewelry left him feeling golden.
Oh, that's good. We're so happy for you.
A young lady in the front row asked a question. She wanted to know about your lion's ring.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, you lost it at Coachella.
Yeah, so it slipped off at Coachella.
And I was a little turned up.
How did we get...
It kind of slipped off my dress.
Get it back.
And I think some of the fans kind of like got
just a joke.
In touch with whoever had found it in the field. And
oh, he's so likable. Kind of, not really. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your weekly dash cap, starting with Kim Kardashian and her law journey. Now, episode 6 of The Kardashians was arguably one of the most serious ones this season so far for the Skims founder. During this episode, we...
Did she finally get naked? Oh, wait, that's right.
See Kim work to help throw out the death penalty for Julius Jones by recruiting high-profile people such as John Legend, Common, James Corden, Amy Schumer, and more celeb friends.
That's cool.
Midway through, Kim receives a call from her friend Van Jones, who shares the good news that Julius has been granted clemency and will serve a life sentence instead.
Oh, man. That's cool. It's like she's able to get things done because she's famous.
To top off a successful...
I do that, no one cares.
...week, we also get to see the moment that Kim learned she passed the baby bar exam, and surprisingly, she was at Red Lobster for this.
I guess. Yeah, we know. 856-49-HOPPY. A few more minutes left.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Now, if you were curious if Johnny Depp would ever return to the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise...
No one cares. No one's cared since 07.
Wait no longer.
We won't care.
In an interview with the Sunday Times, producer of the series, Jerry Bruckheimer, was asked if Captain Jack Sparrow, played by Depp, would ever return.
Whatever happened to Jerry Bruckheimer? He like made every movie in the 90s and he just fell off the map. Maybe because it's the 90s and he wasn't that good.
And Jerry said not at this point. Though there was a glimmer of hope when he explained that there are currently 2 Pirates movies in the works.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. It's like having 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen.
He also said the future is yet to be decided. Recalling.
So that means let's see what happens with the case and we'll probably bring him back. I just can't say it right now.
His current defamation case against Amber Heard, Johnny claims that he lost his role as Jack Sparrow in response to her Washington Post op-ed where she doesn't name him but alleges that he abused her. So it's interesting at this time in the middle of the case to have Jerry comment on Depp's future. De La Rosa. Closing today with Chris Rock possibly hosting the 2023 Oscars.
Why the hell not?
According to an interview yesterday with Deadline, ABC's president of entertainment revealed he's not opposed to the idea of Chris hosting the 2023 Academy Awards. He raved about the show's success despite the awkward and unscripted moment. You know, recall.
Yeah, we know. I'm tired of hearing about it. 856-49-HOPPY.
$44 billion deal for the future of Twitter is on hold. Elon Musk hasn't been shy posting online about the back and forth between the social media company and himself sealing the deal.
Yeah, he's too real for them. He doesn't, whatever. Life's too short to even talk about Twitter. Whatever. This has been Hoppy Hour. As a reminder, search up Hoppy Radio on every single podcasting platform. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all every single one of them. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. This show has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment. Hillsboro, Dwayne the Mattress Guy will hook you up with the best mattresses around. Give him a call and tell him you heard about it on Hobby Hour. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And if you are listening to Hoppy Hour while laying in a new bed from Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, let us know. This has also been brought to you by AmirAcademy.com. Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. The best MMA trainer around. The best boxing, Muay Thai, and martial arts trainer around. This has also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he's the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. RichKBarber.com for all the info. This has also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.net, Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. If you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with Devin. If you don't miss out. FitSageFitness.net. You can do virtual workouts. It's also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. It's the best. Look them up on social media, West Chase Printing. Business cards, yard signs, whatever you need printed out, they will give you a good deal and tell them I sent you. And this has also been brought to you by, I feel bad who I'm forgetting. I feel like there's one I'm forgetting. Maybe not. Let me look here. It's so cool to have so many sponsors. You forget. I did Rich Keeley. I did. I've done it all. Thank you to each and every one of you that are listening to this show. The ratings are through the roof, and I'm very proud of it. If you are a radio program director, operations manager, talent scout, and you're looking for the next morning show, Happy in the Morning is ready.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.